a minute, and you want to know, Katie?
Yeah, sure, that's great.
Sure. It's Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, Roberts, and Jaeger. So who is not here? Stevens and Phylis. And is Sharon coming?
No, she's not.
Okay. So we have everyone that we're going to have. And I have 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Should we begin?
Okay.
The meeting will come to order. Should we do the flag salute from...
Oh, we do.
We have a flag.
And Pete.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Monday, October 28th, 2019. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Phylis?
Absent.
Mr. Lewis? Dr. Lewis? Sorry.
Here.
I'm all like out of sorts now.
I'll put my
earrings
on.
Oh, gosh. Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Absent.
And Mr. Jaeger?
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, great. Thank you. This will be a very short meeting. We have two items, approving vouchers and meeting minutes. And I'll note, because we have one person here from the public, and sir, I don't know whether you're here to hear about the Baker.
That's it.
Okay, so I'll just go out of order. We're not hearing the Baker case tonight.
Okay.
That's being pushed off to a date later, which we believe will be November 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My property adjoins his property, and I was only concerned about runoff and what is being done about that. I just, I am downhill from him. And based on the amount of pavement and that sort of thing, I was just concerned about speaking with the engineer and finding out how much, runoff there would be or how the drainage is to be addressed and that sort of thing.
All good questions, and I urge you to come back next month.
Yeah, right. And so right now, it's going to be, Denise, they noticed, correct, for this evening?
Yes, they noticed for this evening, and they made a request to carry.
Okay, so then it's officially going to be carried without further notice to the 25th.
Correct.
Right.
As of now, there's not going to be any further newspaper notice or neighborhood notice. So just for official record, in terms of going forward without any further notice, just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
So you could call the board that day or the Friday.
Yeah, you can always call me to make sure. Yes.
Again.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
Good.
We hope to see you next month.
Thank you very much. How's okay. Rolls Royce is doing? Good.
Fairly good. Yeah.
Good. Yep. Good to see you.
Took
again.
It on a national tour last April.
Oh, cool.
Had a great time.
Great. Great. Cool. See you again.
Have a nice
okay.
evening.
Thank you. Good evening. Okay, new business vouchers I reviewed, and it was a small stack, but surprisingly big considering that we've not had that much activity in terms of hearing. But some of the vouchers were for Baker, so professionals are out viewing the site and making recommendations. Did you have a question, Tom?
Yeah, with the Baker you just mentioned, and I understood good that the consultants would be out doing and reporting. So that's been deemed complete, the application?
Yeah, well, it's never scheduled unless it's deemed complete. The
oh,
application
okay.
was deemed complete probably about 3 months ago now.
That's a,
okay, right. They were supposed to be scheduled. They pulled off. They were supposed to be scheduled again. They pulled off. So this has been sitting for a while. So basically all of the professional reports have all been done.
But they're requesting to be carried, not us?
Yes. Yes.
And I suspect that was because of something that was in the professional reports, maybe.
Well, yes, they don't meet the architectural guidelines.
Okay.
Okay, so they're going to be, 21 days prior, they're going to be sending in an additional submission. But the submission basically is just going to be showing renderings of what is going to be seen from the road. That's my understanding. So they want to submit that 21 days prior so that all the professionals, and I'm sure there'll be some sort of write-up with that, so that all the professionals can understand what their position is going to be when they come in for the hearing.
With the dean complete 3 months ago or whatever it was,
they have given us an extension of time.
Oh, they have, okay.
Yep.
Extension of time has been...
They have, yes, we had to do that.
All right.
Thank you for checking.
I asked Katie the question this morning, if something is deemed complete and the board doesn't act on it, there are cases, and Katie told me there are relatively few of them, where something could by default be approved if the board was dragging their feet on it. And Katie pointed out to me that, you know, first, it's very rare that that happens. And when it does, a judge would take into account, well, did they get their notice out on time? If they didn't, that doesn't count against the board. You know, the judge would likely say, hey, this is under the control of the applicant. Yes, they're complete, but if they don't complete certain other things like the notice, then there's no fault on our part. Did I get that right, Katie?
Yes, that's correct. So if there's things that are left on their end to do, in this case, they did notice. That's why I asked, that wasn't why I asked that question, but that is, they did in fact notice. But yes, if there's things on their plate to do, then the judge is going to look at the totality of the circumstances and see, you know, if there's really bad faith on the part of the board. In this, you know, in this case, if they're saying that they're going to come back, for example, and they want to submit additional materials to better, you know, supply the board with information, then it's on, and they've asked for that, then that's on them. You know, they would have a very hard time turning around and saying that it's the board's obligation then to have heard the application, you know, when they're, you know, pulling it off the agenda. So in such a case, when they want to supply additional information, it's on them.
Right. Well, and also, you know, for, as John would say, belts and suspenders, we had the applicant's attorney grant the board additional time to hear the application so that it would not time out.
Okay. Well, while we're on Baker, there was another question I had asked earlier. We get all the reports about, you know, the architecture, and we're going to ask about traffic. But one thing that we don't often ask for, and Denise, I don't know whether I should be asking you or asking John to go back and invite the applicant to give us an outline ahead of time of what their testimony will be. What will the argument be as to why we should give them a use variance, right? Because when we get all of the other pieces, we or the professionals have an opportunity to look them over and ponder it, say, does this make sense, and ask questions. But too often when it comes to a use variance, they're delivering it to us and you have to analyze it on the fly, which sometimes, you know, I'm not fast enough to say, oh, you know, I should have asked this or asked that. Now, that doesn't mean that they necessarily will, but I'm thinking we ought to extend the invitation, say, hey, if you guys would like to, we would be happy to have it. I asked this question once before of John Drill, and he said, typically they don't want to do that because it gives you too much opportunity to do exactly what I said, which is just look it over carefully and ponder the issues, and then maybe throw holes at it. Maybe they think their odds are better if they come in and they throw you a fastball and it gets past you before you have an opportunity to analyze it. So my request to you, Denise, is either between you or John to invite them to see if they would like to. And if they say no, you know, so be it. Yeah.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do. I'll speak to, I'm writing it down now. I'll speak to John about it tomorrow.
My question would be, if they submitted that, would that be part of the public file? So would anybody in the public be able to come in and prepare an argument?
Yes, anything that they submit is part of the public file.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, this is kind of a funny case.
I don't think they would submit it as an outline. It would be a planning report. I mean, like, typically, if they did that, it would be a planning report. So, right. And that would essentially be an outline, even though it's not an outline format, it would be an outline of what the primary points of what the testimony would be in a report. Usually it's done in a report format, if it's done. You know, it's not always done. Like, It's just not, it's not typically done, but sometimes in USCAR, often in USCAR cases or in larger cases where there's multiple nights of testimony, it's, you know, sometimes it's done.
Because the key question would be, this is a non-permitted use. What's the argument? Why would we permit a non-permitted use in this area?
But is it non-permitted? It's a permitted use in the zone, but it's not permitted on a flag lot. I think that's...
Well, I don't want to get into the substance of this application because now we've carried the application. So let's just, I just want to be careful, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Not making the argument.
Yeah, no, I know. I just don't want to get too in-depth in, like, whether or not, yeah.
Right, I'm not trying to debate it. I'm just trying to state what I thought the question was.
Yeah.
Without entering any testimony. Okay, so anyway, you asked that question. We probably won't get anything, but...
We can try.
Yeah, we can try and let them know we'll be looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Denise, if they have a professional planner that may be explaining the use, the need for the
I'm
use.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
Yeah,
they do.
Very easily. A zoning report can be put together, which is what we're
right, but I think it's a matter of whether or not they're going to want to submit that ahead of time.
Yeah, do they want to show their hand? Mm-hmm. And again, not prejudging, coming with an open mind. Okay. Anyway, back to where we were. So I reviewed the vouchers, they're all in order. I'll move that we approve payment of the bills. And a second, please.
I second that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions?
I think I should abstain because I haven't been here for a couple months. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you were not eligible.
Okay. Same thing with the minutes, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have minutes. It's a surprise, and we have 3 pages of minutes for a 9-minute meeting.
Well, that's because of the charts.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Because of the grids.
I wasn't complaining, I was just observing. That's all. So it's the meeting minutes from September 23rd. Members in attendance, Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, McKiernan, Pfeffer, and Stevens. And it was short. We did vouchers minutes, and we approved resolution for Harley Realty. So can I have a motion to, did anyone have any corrections to those minutes? I wouldn't think so.
No corrections.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Okay. And Denise, will you call the roll, please?
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens is absent.
Absent.
The motion carries.
Okay, great, thanks. And last thing before we go, if anyone has any items that they think should be in the annual report, issues that we want to bring to the council, please bring them, you know, send me an email or bring them next month. David, you had one.
I know, I don't remember what it was anymore. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Okay, not because I remember.
Okay.
I know I won't remember, so
I remember telling you it and I then have no memory of what it actually was.
Right. That's and the issue was that charging stations probably be more frequently placed in the township. So we should invite the planning board to consider whether or not there's some regulations out there to make this easier for people to put them in. Mm-hmm. That was it, right?
Yes.
Again, not because I remember it, but only because I wrote it down. So that's one. That's the only one I have collected so far this year.
Bless you.
Bless you.
It's been a late
Bless
year
you.
In general. So.
Yeah, right. And the last couple of years were lighter than years before, so it's been trending down.
I think we had a discussion about something earlier in the year. Maybe John would remember, right? That we talked about, would it be...
Look through minutes.
I think it was exactly what we were just talking about again, asking people to submit something with a little bit more descriptiveness when we're looking at use variances and stuff like that. But then we didn't settle on whether we actually wanted to make a form for it or something like that.
There was one that Tom Yeager had proposed, I think, that when there was an extension of time requested, we had a lot of debate around that. And where we came out on that one was, you know, let's try it for a while and see if it's useful before we try to implement anything which is legally binding or more rigorous. And since then, I think we've had one extension of time request.
I was just going to say, been quiet, so.
Right, so that's it. So I think the jury is still out on that one. But was that it?
I just remember us having a, you know, fairly 15-minute discussion over something that we talked about, should it be in the annual report.
And were we in this room?
No, we were upstairs.
Upstairs, okay.
That's the only part I remember.
We were in this room for another one, but
anyway. We were here for a hearing.
For solar, was that what it was?
And it was actually, it was Katie.
Yeah.
Katie was here, too.
It was the night of the power outage. Yes.
There was something weird with the ordinance, wasn't there? And that's why we ended up spending a while on, it was something real weird in the solar ordinance.
I know John and I discussed setbacks, you know, how it's measured to a building and that type of thing.
I'm just going back to the minutes from back then.
I don't know if that's...
Does anyone have a general idea of what month that was?
Do we still need Katie?
I think that we take a motion to adjourn.
So move?
Yeah.
Okay, and a second.
Second.
David, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.